The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. We are back with the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. Last hour, if you missed it, we talked about a proposed ordinance in Queen Anne's County that would negatively affect, well, just about every facility that public and private that has to do with shooting in the county, including sporting clays ranges and rifle ranges and RSAs and things like that. If you'd like me to read that letter again, I can do that. If you'd like to hear about this ordinance, just email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I will send you the letter from Schrader's. I will send you the ordinance, and I will send you the contact for all the Queen Anne's County commissioners so that you may email and call their offices in opposition to this ordinance. So there we go. 410. WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll go from there. Let's see. Do we have any callers on the line there, Robin? Hey, Gary, good morning. How are you, Gary?
Doing fine. How are you guys?
Doing well. What's up?
I have a question on rockfish capacity and size this year.
Don't know yet.
No. All right. What's the... inside intel?
My guess is that the trophy season will continue to be moved, and the limits will be changed, probably a slot limit of some kind again. I'm not sure about the summer season, whether there's any issues with that, but this is all in the hands of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission right now.
Okay.
And the call is going to go out here this week for a guest to be able to talk intelligently about that, what's going on with the rockfish and what some of the proposals are. But, you know, I'm going to guess they're going to err on the side of conservation and further, reduce the take. That's just my thought from what I'm seeing, what I'm reading. The Young of the Year survey was down again. It wasn't very good.
Okay.
So, that's best I got at the moment.
All right, that'll work.
Okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fun.
All right,
you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So, Robin, did you see that commercial for the animated dinosaurs at the fairgrounds this weekend?
No, I haven't yet. Mm-hmm.
That looks cool. I've seen one of those shows before. They're pretty cool.
We'll have to take Jameson one year.
Yep, that is true.
He's into dinosaurs right now.
Yes, he is.
And trucks.
Yeah.
Lots of cars.
And helicopters and fire trucks and police cars and
anything you can step on.
There's a lot of that stuff around here, but even when he's watching a video, the police videos, he'll just let that siren wail and wail.
And I know Teresa started showing him fire truck videos, local fire truck videos.
Yep.
He just sits there and loves it, doesn't stop looking at
it. Yep. Think it would get old, but it doesn't. So.
Has he gotten into Legos yet?
Yeah, we step on them too.
I was going to say,
yes,
if you got the cars and you're stepping on cars, Lego can't be that far behind.
No, we've
it's the big ones. It's not the little ones yet.
Oh, okay.
But they still hurt.
They still hurt.
You step on it. Yes.
Yep.
So. And some people around here don't look down when they walk.
Yeah, I know. Robin's bad at that.
Oh God, no, I'm not. I because I've fallen enough in my life. I always look down when I'm walking.
I hear you. So 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Look forward to hearing from you. We're getting a number of requests for this information, and we're emailing it. We're forwarding the emails even as we speak. So hopefully the guys that are reaching out are getting them. It looks like when I look at my sent folder on my phone, on my email, that that they are receiving them. So let's hope. Three requests in the last 15 minutes. So people are interested. People are interested in issues that affect them locally, which is good. So there you go, John. So we have John, and Benny wanted to wanted the information. I hope you guys got them. If you have, you know, just let me know, email, however you want to do it. So, kind of thought we would be hearing from the Hunters of Maryland at this point, and we'll see if they call in here shortly. We know that there's a hunt going on, and I'm guessing they're getting busy, getting ready to go hunt. So we talked about a lot of things. We talked about this ordinance in Queen Anne County. If you're just joining us, there's an ordinance in front of the county commissioners that would negatively affect any shooting facility in Queen Anne's County. And this is by from the folks at Schrader's, who would, it would definitely affect, because they're moving from Caroline to Queen Anne's County. So, and there we go. All right, let's talk to Michael in Rosedale. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Hello.
Good morning. You got to turn your radio down. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Well, if I turn the radio down, I can't hear you.
Well, you can hear me on the phone.
Okay. So I had a question. This year, everyone I've talked to said deer hunting, the kill is down.
Yep.
Are you hearing that all over?
Yeah, I mean, we reported on that. The kill's down 16% this year, statewide.
Oh, okay.
Combination of moon phase, weather, wind, rain, warm weather, just a combination of a whole bunch of different events.
Oh, okay. I'm not, you know, even with the snow and all, you're not really seeing a lot of sign either. I mean, it's just crazy.
I hear you. Well, you know, after the first fire, or after the first early muzzleloader season, those deer start to go nocturnal because of all the activity in the woods. You know, and it and it gets worse every year because the deer get used to the, you know, humans' movements. And if you keep the same tree stand every year after year after year, the deer know when you're coming in. They know when you're there. You know, they've learned to avoid those stands now, especially permanent stand. So if you're mobile, you might do a little better.
Okay.
But you put a ladder stand up and you hunt it 5 days in a row and you see a dozen deer out of it, you know, pretty soon those deer are going to go, hey, there's something over there in that tree that wasn't there before. I mean, you know, deer have been, we've trained them in the last 40 years to start looking up.
Yeah. So I use a climber.
Right.
And I hunt all over. I hunt West Virginia. I hunt Maryland.
Yep.
Pretty Boy Reservoir, Linkwood. Just all over. I just haven't seen the deer.
Our deer herd in Maryland hit High Peak about 30 years ago, about 20 years ago, 300,000 deer. Okay, right now we're down to around 200,000. So the herd in Maryland has been reduced by 100,000 deer due to management and crop damage and sharpshooters and everything else. We've brought that deer herd under control. Now, you know, we used to kill 100,000 deer a year. Now we're not killing near that amount. So, you know, a lot of it reflects on the fact that the herd has been reduced by management practices.
Seems like every year, though, you hear from DNR that it's been a record kill. You know?
No, I mean, the last couple of years really haven't been. This year, I mean, if you look on the website and you go to the deer report, you will see that there was a 16% reduction in the kill this year, and there hasn't been a lot of giant kills, like I said, in the last 20 years. Well, 20 years ago, we were killing 100,000 to 105,000 deer. And this year we're not, you know, because the liberal bag limits, you know, particularly in suburbia, you know, 10 does, you know, per season, people, you know, the county parks are shooting, the fed facilities are shooting, the battlefields are shooting, the, you know, the farmers are shooting the heck out of them. And the crop damage permits have been liberalized over the past 20 years. You know, a farmer can go out and shoot a deer during daylight hours 365 days a year using a rifle. So yeah, that doesn't okay. part as that doesn't count as part of the as part of the okay. As part of all the right.
Well, you know, I do appreciate you guys having a show. I don't listen every Saturday cuz
well, I appreciate that.
I'm not off, but
yep.
A lot of times I'm off and I enjoy the show.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Stay tuned.
Have we share a good day.
You too. We share a lot of information, don't we, Robin?
Yep.
All right.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, Michael. Thank you. We got to take a break, so we're going to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Now, speaking of high-powered rifles, I mean, you know, if you're looking to, for a fun gun to shoot, okay, I mean, we can talk about the standard X-Bolts and the Hell's Canyon and all that, but take a look at this BAR Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed rifle from Clyde Sports Shop. It comes in a burnt bronze Cerakote finish, Urban Arrow, Arid Urban Camo, a composite shim adjustable stock, an inflex recoil pad, and here's a semi-automatic high-powered rifle. It comes in a large selection of calibers, including Magnum and short Magnum calibers. I mean, it's perfect for hunting, but if you pick a caliber you want to go out and burn some ammunition, you can do that with the BAR Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed from Clyde Sport Shop, and the BAR standard model that's been around forever. Good selection of those at Clyde's right now. Speaking of autoloaders, there's the Maxxis shotgun, an autoloader shotgun built for waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers with the new power drive gas system to reduce recoil. This gun comes to the shoulder beautifully. Comes in Mossy Oak camo. You might want to check that out if you're looking for a new autoloader for waterfowl hunting. Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, your full-line Browning dealer. In Lansdowne, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clydesports.com is the website, two S's in the middle, Clyde's Sports. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, all at your hunting headquarters, Clyde Sport Shop. Let's see. I lose track. I have so many pieces of paper.
Well, you've got Backyard Billies and AMN Auctions.
A&M Auctions. Let's talk about them. Hey, it's the 16th Annual Firearm and Men's Night Out Auction at A&M Auctions. We want you to visit amauctions.com for a lot of details. On Thursday, February 3rd, and Friday, February 4th, the auction will be conducted at the A&M Auction Facility, 8000 Esham Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland. Now on Thursday, February 3rd at 5:03 p.m., the online auction begins with a selection of guns, ammunition, swords, knives, bayonets, shooting accessories, and much, much more. The Thursday auction is a timed online-only auction with bidding via ProxyBid. ProxyBid is a bidding service. You go on to amauctions.com and click on that. It'll teach you how to sign up for ProxyBid. Then on Friday, February 4th at 5:02 p.m., the live on-site auction begins, and that's the one you can attend. Live on-site bidding via proxy bid, live online bidding with proxy bid, or you can go there in person and bid right there at the facility. There are 350 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns, and handguns, a 2003 Toyota Tacoma 4x4, a 98 Dodge Ram 1500 4x4, a boat trailer, single-axle military trailers, and much, much more. Take a preview on Monday, January 31st, from 4 to 7 p.m., and Friday, February 4th, from 4 to 5 p.m. That's right before the auction starts. Again, visit www.amauctions.com for more information, and you'll be glad you did. So I got to stop by Backyard Billy's this week and say hi and see what's going on there. But, you know, we had a beautiful fireplace, or do you have a beautiful fireplace in your home that you never use? Well, if you don't use it now, you can convert it to receive a gas-fired fireplace insert. Takes a little modification to your chimney, which isn't bad, but the installation can be made by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's where Robin and I picked up our Enviro EX35 remote-controlled gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and here's the thing. The worldwide shortage of computer chips has affected even things like fireplace inserts. Backyard Billy's planned ahead. There's plenty in stock, but get yours while supplies last. You can select a new pellet stove, a gas stove, an electric stove, or a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, and you'll be ready. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Cadenceville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
All right, we're back. Let's talk to Shane. He's down in Farmville, Virginia. Good morning, Shane. How you doing?
Fine. Thank you very much.
Hi, Shane.
Good morning. I have a question about, I'm a fisherman. I don't hunt.
Right.
And there's a lot of dog hunting down here. I have a question as to, I guess, how it's done down here. It seems like you frown upon it, and it doesn't seem very sporting, but can you give me an idea as to the gist of it?
Are you talking about hunting with dogs?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Or deer hunting with dogs?
Deer hunting with dogs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's been a long-standing tradition in Virginia. It's one of the few places you can actually hunt deer with dogs. And the way it works is the hunters take permanent stands, usually elevated stands. The dogs are set loose. They pick up a trail. They chase the deer. The deer go by the stands, and then that gives the hunters an opportunity to shoot a deer. That's how it works. Pretty simple. The dogs have a handler. I mean, they're not just, you know, put out there willy nilly. They all have remote collars on them. They all have GPS collars on them, so that the handlers know where the dogs are at all times. You know, and it's much like hound hunting for rabbits. You know, you wait for the hound to sound off, get excited. You can tell when the beagle finds the rabbit and he's hot on the trail, and you know. You wait for the sound of the hounds to come closer and closer and closer, and you start looking out ahead of the hounds and watch for the deer to come by.
So the dog doesn't take down the deer?
No. The hunter takes down the deer.
So I have one more question.
Sure.
Just say if you're hunting to stock your freezer.
Right.
It doesn't seem very cost-effective to house the dogs and the collars and the trucks with the gates and...
Well, it's not all about cost effectiveness. You know, it really isn't. It's about enjoying the outdoors, you know, and staying with the tradition. You know, a lot of it's family tradition type of thing, and that type of thing. I mean, a deer is probably one of the most expensive meats you can get. I mean, unless, of course, you have inherited a firearm and some ammunition, something like that. That hasn't cost you much. You need to purchase a license. which is not much, $24.50 here in Maryland. I don't know what a resident license is there. And then the bag limits are so much that, you know, here in Maryland you can take $1 per season, $1 or $2 per season with a grand total of three throughout the hunting season, including one with a bonus stamp. But does, you can take as many as 30 antlerless deer. So that's what most people fill the freezer with, are the antlerless deer. You know, okay. There are more of them. They're easily accessible, and you know, you're not taking out the you're not taking out the breeding bucks. So, you know, for $24.50, you can harvest, you know, let's just basically say a half a ton of meat.
All right.
So, how's that? Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. I got a true story, real quick.
Yep.
So I take the dogs to the vets. I think about a week ago, and on my way out, I'm paying the bill.
Yep.
And I jokingly asked the ladies, like, are they testing the dogs for COVID yet? She goes, actually, yes, we are. We had a family that their house was infected, and they brought one dog in, and the dog had COVID.
Right.
And they're like, well, it has no symptoms. There's nothing wrong with it. And
right.
They insisted that the dog be treated. So.
Wow.
If there's a test, there's a sale, huh?
I guess. Well, thanks for the call, Shane. Right. You have a great day.
Thank you. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan and Robin. I wasn't going to call, but after listening to the first hour and after listening to what they're trying to do and after listening to what the groups that were supported by these clubs may no longer be able to be supported, I'm steaming. And let me tell you why. Okay, first of all, the Hunters of Maryland exclusive group, they have a certain way of doing things, and I appreciate that, but that's different. Then you had these gun clubs. But I want to say this. You hunters out there that did not support Alan Ellis and the Hunting Coalition, if you had supported them, they would have enough money to support these groups that may be in jeopardy of not having support. You had him and the group. Okay, second thing was, like Mark said, call and express your feelings. If you're not registered to vote, don't waste your breath, because what you are taxation without representation. So until you do your homework and register, don't even bother to call. And that's all I wanted to say.
Well said.
Well said, Fran.
Well said, Fran.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm glad.
I had to get that out.
I'm glad you did. I am glad you did.
So. Okay.
All right, stand by. It looks like Steve Keithley and Bill Miles are going to be calling here shortly.
Okay.
At least that's
all
what
right.
The text
well, you
said.
You two so. Have a good next week, okay?
You do the same.
You
thanks,
too.
Man.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, what do you think about that?
I think it's really...
I think it's great. I really
great.
Do. Yep.
Absolutely great.
You and I both. You and I both. So, all right. Let's see here. Let's get this break out of the way before we hear from... the guys. What do you think? Hey, you know, what do you think?
Whatever you want.
Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. Of course, the hunting department's doing well right now, but they're gearing up for fishing. And, the you know, the new archery season. All the new bows are coming out, that type of thing. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But they do have a fine selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal. And the waterfowl department has decoys and blind bags and ammo. And they're an authorized retailer for Bigfoot decoys as well. Now, coming in are Matthews and Hoyt compound bows with Mission 10-point and Wicked Ridge crossbows. They do carry a large selection of arrows and broadheads and attractants and scents and even a camo brand by the name of Habit. You can try your archery skills on the Monster Video shooting wall, and they have deer corn, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters, is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, live bait, ice, and everything you need. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. So... the 16th Annual Firearm and Men's Night Out Auction is coming up at A&M Auctions. And we want you to visit www.amauctions.com for more details. Thursday, February 3rd and Friday, February 4th. It's a two-day auction, or two-evening auction. The auction will be conducted at the A&M Auction Facility, 8000 Esham Road in Parsonsburg, Maryland. Now, on Thursday, February 3rd at 5.03 p.m., the online-only auction begins with a selection of guns, ammunition, swords, knives, bayonets, and shooting accessories, and much more. Thursday auction is a timed online-only auction with bidding via proxy bid. See www.amauctions.com. Then on Friday, February 4th at 5.02 p.m., the live on-site auction begins with live online bidding via proxy bid. There are 350 firearms, including antique and modern rifles, shotguns and handguns, a couple of trucks, decoys, ammunition, a lot of shooting supplies. You can take a preview on January 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. and on Friday, February 4th from 4 to 5 p.m. See www.amauctions for more information, and we'll be right back after this.
We all want clean water. And that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at Great American Outdoor Show.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM. I'm sure I have a damn good dinner, crab cakes and rockfish too. We thanked the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes his living. I'm talking about the man.
All right. Hey, we got a couple things to say, and then Steve Keithley joins us. First of all, Fran, you got a couple fans out there. We got a couple of texts, one from our former director of the Hunting Coalition, Josh. He said, tell it, Fran, and then Tacklebox Tim said, you go, girl. So, Fran, you sounded off just right, and I think you hit a chord, no question about it. We have the two winners of the tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show. Emmett Lohman, you have won two tickets, and Tom Roush, you have won two tickets. So we'll be in touch, or you guys can call in and give Chris. Yeah, Chris, your address. But right now we want to talk to Steve Keithley. Good morning, Steve. How are you? Hello, Steve.
How are we doing?
Doing well. How about you?
Hey, Steve.
A little foggy headed this morning, but we're
here. Can't imagine why.
It's
the weather.
But we're Bill Miles from HOM are over here. Bobby Bramble's hosting us with a couple other friends of mine, and we got a big spread for breakfast this morning. A whole bunch of people getting ready to goose hunt this morning. We got
cool.
A couple of kids here going to be hunting, which is always good to see.
That's always good. Yep.
All that. But it is pretty chilly out there.
It's
supposed to be today.
So, yep.
very chilly. So how you guys doing? Everything good?
Yeah, so far so good. No problem at all.
Okay.
Show's doing great. We just gave away tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show. Fran called in and jacked up all the hunters out there, told them they need to register to vote, and upbraided them a little bit for not getting involved in the political world. So that was good. So
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Bill Miles is standing right here with his first cup of coffee this morning. I'm going to put him on, and he can add a few little comments and whatnot.
All right, Steve, thanks. Hey, nice hearing from you the other day at the stakeholders meeting.
Yeah, that was, I think it was a long one. Obviously, it was like 4.5 hours.
Four and a half hours, yes.
Yeah, a lot of discussion, a lot of good topics that'll be taken to the next step with further discussion, so.
Right.
Bill Miles, take it away.
Bill Miles.
Morning, Bill.
How are you?
Bill Miles. Coffee. He said you're drinking coffee.
Well, it was prepared by a very nice lady, and I'm over here at this. Well, I tell you what, you call it a lodge, and it's got more deer heads and mounts and rifles. 16 guys out there all chomping away. So,
yeah, I got
cold. We're finally here, Alan.
Got it. Well, enjoy your morning anyway. So, Bill, what's on the agenda here with the General Assembly this year that should concern hunters?
Good gracious, Miss Agnes. It's a lot longer than the list than I wanted it to be, Alan. I can say that.
Well, there's several items, really, without me going into a whole lot of detail with your audience. One is the farming community wants 6 consecutive months of nighttime shooting with holders of deer management permits because of the deer problem, according to them, which would mean if these concepts that we discussed at that stakeholder meeting actually became regulations, would mean that if you were a landowner with the DMP, you could shoot deer night and day.
If you qualified for a deer cooperator permit.
Well, you know, you got hoops to jump through, which is our good. But nonetheless, at the end of the day, if you jump through the hoops, you could shoot deer for night and day for 6 months.
No question.
If this concept become regulation, yeah.
Yep.
Huh?
Yes, you're. Yeah.
And so, you know, the hunting community was like, wait a minute here. So, I mean, nighttime, she's legalized jack lighting. The long and the short of this one is, Alan, we are contemplating legislation to prohibit it with very limited exceptions because we won't know if the regulations that DNR is thinking about, they're not issued until mid to late March. And
right.
The 90-day statute would be too late to do anything about it. So,
right.
You know, I guess we're going to be in a preemptive mode strike here real soon.
Timing is everything, right?
Well, I just wish we didn't have to do it. That's all.
Exactly. Well, you know, this is something that's not being asked for by the hunters. That's for sure. You know, this is the agriculture community that's flexing its muscle with the administration. And so far, we know that the administration has been sympathetic to the agricultural community because of the political support that they garner. I mean, I'll just say it straight out, you know, and it's, hunters kind of take a back seat because they don't speak up. So we got to figure out how to get that message out that, you know, legalized jack lighting is on the horizon. And if you don't act, if you don't, you know, contact the member of your county council, not county council, but your county delegation, you know, this could come sailing down the pike and there wouldn't be a thing you could do about it.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it makes the job difficult in Annapolis on the policy front when you deal with these lawmakers that when they look at you, you go, well, we haven't heard from them, so what's the issue? And I'm like, oh, gee. So then I have to fire up the phones to call the lawmaker. I mean, you're right about the farming community. They're very powerful, always have been, but especially under Hogan. And so, you know, I just think, and I've been talking to a lot of these guys over here, and they're all like, 6 months of nighttime shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's that issue.
Well, you know, the Guides Association, I mean, these guys are hoping that, you know, the deer hunters from in-state and out-of-state will support their businesses and you know, go on guided hunts and things like that. And, you know, let's say that you've got a farm for lease and the guy next door is shooting deer 6 months at night. You know, these deer are free-ranging. They're not restricted by borders or barbed wire or high fence or anything like that. So how is that affecting your lease as a guide and outfitter if the guy next door is whacking them 6 months a year at night?
Well, one of the reasons why I'm not a deer hunter, Alan, okay? I mean,
understand.
You're right. And, well, I mean, two things on that. You got to remember, deer are a publicly owned resource. All
True.
Wildlife is publicly owned, okay?
Right.
And the farmers who say, well, they eat my crops, therefore I feed them, therefore I get to do what I want, is wrong, okay? It's just simply wrong. And then they have, you know, I guess the gumption, you would say, then to shoot deer for all this time. I mean, you got to remember what a DMP is. A deer management permit is a permit for 365 days, 7 days a week. You can even use shotgun county. So that's how aggressive of a tool that they have. But no, now they eat it at night. So, you know, we kind of said, okay, you know, do 2 months, and that's what DNR did. And then all of a sudden now it's 6, and if we don't stop this, it could be 12. And it's just a fight that I wish we didn't have to fight.
I understand.
Anyway, we have, you know, unless your listeners think legalized jack-o-lantern for 6 months out of the year is a good thing, you know. I'd be curious what kind of feedback you get.
Well, we have had feedback, and you know it's all been pretty much you know against this concept of allowing the holders of these deer cooperator permits to take deer for 6 months, especially during the fawning season, May, June, July. I mean, that's the heart of the fawning season. That's when the does are dropping the fawns. That's when the fawns are, you know, dependent on the does until they're weaned. And, you know, they're very, very vulnerable, not just to you know, natural mortality, but you've got coyotes that are increasing throughout Maryland that have predators on the fawns. And then you add to that the opportunity for farmers to shoot these deer at night. I mean, the farmer's not going to be able to tell the difference according to, you know, if they're using just standard night vision, you know, the two green eyes glow and you shoot between the eyes, it doesn't matter if it's big or small. You know, how do they distinguish? So I don't know. It's just, to me, it's unsafe to fire a high-powered centerfire rifle, you know, across farmland, flat farmland here on the shore, for any, you know, for anything at night without, you know, the basics of hunter safety is to know your backstop. Who knows what's behind those animals in those fields? I mean,
Alan, to my point at the stakeholders meeting, you know, it's you also get the green up. You get the green up that time of year, and your visibility is cut way back. And
yes.
You are shooting under the cover of darkness at something that you don't know, you know, once the leaves and the foliage and whatnot are out. It's a pretty unsafe situation.
No question. No question, Steve. Absolutely right. You know, yep. So, yeah, I get it, you know, guys, and you just, you know, trying to motivate the hunting community is one thing. I mean, I admire what you guys are doing with the hunting hunters of Maryland, and we urge people to, you know, get behind you and act, do something to, you know, interact with your lawmaker and tell them how you feel about these types of things. So
Exactly.
You know, if you heard the first thing out of the representative of the Farm Bureau that was at the stakeholders meeting the other day was, who feeds the deer in Maryland?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's their common cry. We feed them. And as Bill said, you know, we deserve them to kill them to protect our crops. So.
Yep.
So, guys. Well, that's just one issue. We're standing by, and we urge people to watch your website, Hunters of Maryland. Is it .com or .org, Steve? I can't remember.
.com.
HuntersofMaryland.com to see the current issues of the day. And that's a pretty interactive site as far as updates and things that you guys are doing.
We also do the
what? Oh, the Facebook page.
Yeah, we do all that stuff. Bob. Yep.
Bob Lynch.
Bob Lynch handles all that social media stuff for us. I got a good friend of mine here, Alan. Dean Tigg. Dean is the CEO of Calvert Health, Calvert Hospital, the whole Calvert Health system in Calvert County. Dean is a good friend, former serviceman in the country, in the service. I've known him a long time. He's also an HOM supporter. Dean, say hello to everybody.
Hi, good morning, Dean. How are you?
Hey,
hi,
Dean.
How are you?
Good morning, and thank you.
I'm a great admirer of your hospital system down there. So.
Oh, thank you very much.
Robin was in healthcare for 25 years, so she knows of what she speaks. So we just want to.
And my grandparents used Calvert Hospital a lot.
They still do?
Well, they're gone.
They're gone now, but they did.
But they did when they were around. So, Dean, we thank you for your support of Hunters of Maryland, and you know, it's a great effort that they're putting in to protect our privileges and, you know, actually our right to hunt and fish now. That we have here in Maryland, which is a great accomplishment. So,
well, if you know Steve Keithley, you can never say no to him. So, you know, you don't really have much of a choice when he comes and says, "I need your help."
Uh huh. Exactly right. Yeah, he's a good guy. So,
no question.
Yeah,
been your friend for a long time.
Great.
Got it.
He's sunny. So, but thank you. We're getting ready to get out. I got to go put on some coveralls, and I've already got like 10 layers on because it's a little chilly out there this morning. But I thank you very much for doing what you guys do, and I look forward to hearing more of the show.
Thank you so much. All right, Dean. Nice to meet you. Hopefully meet you in person someday. So you guys are getting ready to go out. You better get out there because those birds are going to start flying real soon.
Yeah, so. Bobby Bramble's got a game plan for us, so we're going to head out here shortly. So you guys take care, and I will talk to you soon.
Thanks,
Steve.
Take care. See you, Bill.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Take it easy.
Yep.
Good shooting.
Tell Sonny hi, Lisa hi.
Yep.
Go ahead.
So, all right, cool. Well, that was pretty cool. I guess they're gone. Yeah, Chris, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. So, good update. No question about it. And, you know, number one priority is that shooting at night because, you know, you got to protect our publicly owned resources, as Bill says. So let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I talked to Clyde the other day. He said they're ready for perch and pickerel and whatever else you want to fish for this time of year. They've got all the little tiny lures and the trout baits, and they've got the minnows and the old big salty, the black salty minnows, whatever they are, for the bigger fish. They've got bull minnows. They've got the grass shrimp. And for anybody that wants to brave the weather and go fishing, Clyde's has the bait. They got the lures. They got the tackle. They got the rods and the reels and the line. And it's probably going to be a good idea for me to refresh all my line on my reels this year. I'm going to try and do a little bit more fishing this year than I did last year, and hopefully get out here real soon. Robin and I are talking about going perch fishing here before too long, aren't we?
Yes, I want some perch.
I want some perch. She loves eating perch. So if you need anything for fishing, you know, fishing season's right around the corner, or crabbing, Clyde Sport Shop is your place to go. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. They're 410-242-6108, 242-6108. They've been around since 1957. The website is clydesports.com. Open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. So we got this cold weather coming in, and you know, you're gonna be in your house and you're gonna feel that cold draft, and you're gonna go, man, I need to do something about that. Well, we highly recommend Hearth America at Backyard Village. You know, we can tell you about gas fireplace inserts, we can tell you about all the stoves and the hearth accessories and the fire rings and everything they sell, but if you're just looking to for a source to warm up your house, you know, stop by Backyard Billy's. They have this other business there called Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and we just think that it is worth anybody's time to go in there and just see all that massive amount of stuff. A lot of it, you know, meant to help, you know, heat your home and feed your family. So stop by. BackyardBillys.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Give them a call at 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, just off Route 50 at exit 44B if you're coming from the Western Shore, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is your fireplace. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th, at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show, with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680. Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. They're mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool.
Well, Robin.
I know, we're just about done.
There's your music. So, say what you got to say.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, stay warm. Happy birthday, Bree.
Happy birthday, Bree.